It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Talk a little bit about the U.S. Open on what has been a day where the course and the conditions have just devoured some of the big names in the game. Justin, Mike Francesa on the Fan. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good, thank you. So tell me, how surprised are you to see all these big names struggle as mightily as they have today?
Well, a little surprised to see the big names. Not surprised to see guys struggling. But, you know, I didn't see Rory McIlroy shooting 9 or 10 over par. Jordan Spieth was 78. Phil was something similar. That was a little surprising this morning. I thought those guys would score a little bit better than that, but it is the U.S. Open. I think the USGA is, you know, kind of getting back to their roots of just kind of defensive golf, and, you know, it's just kind of a quest to survive rather than, you know, really play aggressive and make birdies like we saw a lot last year in the U.S. Open.
Justin, is this more wind today, or is this more the course itself today?
It's a combination. I mean, it's blowing, I would say, 15 to 20, and it's been pretty constant throughout the day. Typically, you get a little more wind in the afternoon, but we went on the air at 7 o'clock this morning, and it was already blowing 15 miles an hour, so these guys they've had their hands full all day, and the golf course, the green complexes are very severe, and you have to be so precise. They've given the guys a little more room to drive the ball than when the U.S. Open was last year in 2004, about 15 yards wider on average, just so that guys, you know, the modern player, it tests every club in their bag, meaning their driver. But I think we're just seeing a firm golf course that with a little bit of wind this close to the coast, it's a heavy wind, and it has a huge impact on not only approach shots, but even shots around the greens.
Dustin Johnson just holed it from the sand to go 2-under through 8. Now, there's guys who put up these awful numbers today, and now they're watching the world's number one out there this afternoon, and he just holed out from the trap now to go to 2-under. What are they thinking, these guys? Let me ask it this way. At what number are you still thinking you're in this tournament if you had a nightmarish day today? If you're +3, are you okay? If you're +5, is that the line? The guys I would think at 7, 8, 9, and 10 watching Dustin Johnson at -2 here are thinking, you know, it's going to be a short week. At what point are you okay, and at what point do you say my tournament's already up in flames?
Oh, I think even 3 to 5 over par, you're still got a chance in this golf tournament. 7 or 8 over par, I think at that point you're just trying to play well enough tomorrow to play 4 rounds. But the wind's supposed to die down a little bit, and guys that can make it to the weekend, maybe make the cut on the number with a shot or so to spare, you'll play really early on Saturday, and typically the course can really get dried out. So, you know, a 3 or 4 under par round on a Saturday at a U.S. Open, if you're playing early, you can make up a lot of ground. And I wouldn't put any of those guys that I mentioned earlier out of it quite yet. But their goal tomorrow has got to be to shoot a good round. You know, maybe it might even need to be under par in order to make it through to the weekend.
So if you're if you're a Fowler, if you're a Reed, you're a Cucci, you're +3, you're not thrilled today, but you're not thinking that you blew up your tournament today.
Exactly. You're okay, and those guys, yeah, it's hard to predict the weather, even looking at a weather forecast. But tomorrow it's supposed to blow in the morning, and then there's a chance it could die down tomorrow afternoon a little bit. So typically, Friday afternoon, the golf course is at its firmest. after 2 days of play. Tomorrow afternoon, that may not be the case, and so those guys may have a chance tomorrow afternoon to make up a little bit of ground.
Who are you most shocked about this morning? Rory plus 10, Day plus 9, Spieth plus 8, Phil plus 7. Who are you most shocked about this morning?
Probably Jason Day. I felt like, and we talked about it this morning, he's just got a really good game for this golf course. He's a beautiful chipper, especially off of tight lies. The way he goes into the ball, so shallow, he doesn't use much wrist. And that's so important, as you've seen a lot of guys missing a lot of greens around this morning and again this afternoon. And so I really felt like as good as he drives the ball, playing with some confidence, if he could get his irons dialed in a little bit, which hasn't been great this year, but I thought his short game would kind of keep it in it. So I'm surprised mostly about his score.
Dustin Johnson, knowing those guys, a lot of those guys put up big scores this morning. Right now, he's going to make the turn, say, at minus two. What's he thinking right now?
there's no telling.
With him, I know there is. I know he's different. He doesn't maybe think that much.
Yeah,
but I mean, but with him, is he saying I can blow this thing wide open right now?
No, you can't blow a U.S. Open wide open on a Thursday. He's just, you know, he's probably having the same conversations that he had last week in Memphis. You know, where are we going to eat tonight? Am I going to go to the gym tonight? You know, that kind of thing. So I don't think he's too
just,
aware.
He's just so talented, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, that's basically it, right?
He's so talented, and, you know, he keeps it simple. He plays to his strong suits. He keeps the game simple. He doesn't think too much out there. He just plays with so much natural ability. And like you said, he just holed a beautiful bunker shot.
Yep.
A little lucky. I mean, that ball would have been 4 or 5 feet past.
Right.
But, you know, that's how you get to number one in the world.
How about Tiger Woods right now? The obligatory Tiger Woods mention. He's plus three. He came out. He went triple and then bogey on two. Since then, he's kind of gotten one back from the field. He's playing with Dustin Johnson. So maybe that helps that he's getting sucked along with some good play. But where do you think about Tiger right now?
Well, that was just a horrific start. Really, the only mistake you can make at one is long. You hit a good tee shot. And then hit it long, and you know, he made the second cardinal error of not getting it up on the green. And it was just a really ugly start. He hit a good shot at two. It still went through the green, but he's settled down since then. And, you know, even three over through nine holes, he's by no means out of it. And it looks like he's made some good, really good swings these last few holes. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see Tiger, he's three over through eight. I wouldn't be surprised to see him play the rest of the way and maybe one or two under par even.
We're talking with Justin Leonard, U.S. Open today, where it has really devoured some people early today, especially some big stars this morning. You're Rory, you're 10 over. I mean, a lot of people expected a lot from him. And Spieth's been slumping. He's been a little weird, so people didn't know what to expect. But they expected a lot from Rory, a lot from Day, plus 10, plus 9. Let's be honest, Rory's probably thinking about get the plane started, right? I mean, it's plus 10. I mean, you know, where are you going if you're plus 10 after the first round?
Yeah, it would take a pretty special effort just to play over the weekend. And you know, Rory's a bit of a mystery. He's so physically gifted that it just looks like he should play well every week, every time he tees it up. And golf's a hard game, and that's not the way it works. But there just seems to be times when he disappears. And I can't really put my finger on why that is. But he's an incredibly talented player, and he's great in the media center. He speaks very honestly and openly. He's not afraid to, you know, to rattle the cage a little bit. I think we all just expected more from him, and I'm sure he expected more from himself.
When you look at this, does the leaderboard matter to you that much today? I mean, if you're in the middle of the pack, or even if you're up there, does it help you and say, wow, I really, you know, I did a big, you know, most players today are plus three, plus four. I go out there today, I shoot even par or one under. I'm a Percy. I'm a, you know, someone like that, or a Henley. I go out and shoot a minus round. Is that going to lift me for the week, or is it still just one round?
It's just one round, but you really need to get off to a good start. And by a good start, you know, anything 2 to 3 over or below that, I believe is a good start. It's very hard to make up ground, a lot of ground in a U.S. Open, because it is so difficult. It's nearly impossible to go out and make, you're going to make bogeys, and to go out and make 6 or 7 birdies and, it's just so difficult, especially here at Shinnecock. And so very important to get off to a good start. But I'm not so concerned, or I wouldn't be concerned as a player, who's on the leaderboard and what the score is. I think it's just a matter of play a good conservative round, keep yourself in it. And, you know, we've had some slight surprises in U.S. Opens in the past, and you know, a guy like Russell Henley is very talented. He's played in U.S. Opens before, and wouldn't be surprised to see him in the mix come Sunday afternoon.
Talking with Justin Leonard, how about Phil's game today? A lot of people like them. You know, I was a little surprised. So much. I know people love him here. He's incredibly popular. He's popular everywhere, but he's enormously popular in New York. Fans love him. +7, though, you know, not the way he wanted to start his round.
If you would have told me that Phil Mickelson would hit 13 of 14 fairways, which he did, and he shot anything worse than 1 over par, I would have lost a pocket full of money.
So what happened? I didn't see him today. I was playing golf myself. But what happened today? Why did he wind up +7?
He was off with his irons. He hit it in some bad spots. And his short game, he put too much pressure on his short game. And as good as his short game is, you've got to hit some greens. And that's something that he's been doing this year. He's been hitting his irons very well. Never been a great driver of the ball. And we all thought, well, if Phil can find a way to put it in play,
right,
he could be in contention this week. And he did put it in play beautifully. So really surprised at the way he struggled and the score that he ended up with.
Spieth's been having trouble with the putter. What was his problem today?
He was kind of frustrated by the putter again. And
what do you think's the problem there, Justin? What do you think's going on?
I think, and Mark Rolfing and I have analyzed it, you know, for a little bit when we've worked on Live From and the Golf Channel, and we both feel like, and I think a lot of people feel like, he's overanalyzing. He's a good putter. You can't putt like that consistently for 2 years like he did in 2015 and 2016 and all of a sudden lose it. So he's still a great putter. I think he's overanalyzing it a bit. When we got on in our studio today, which is right by the putting green, he immediately walks over, puts his alignment sticks down, you know, starts working on technical things. And honestly, the putts that we watched, I don't remember him making a putt on the putting green this morning. If I was asked by Jordan or any of his you know, the people that work with him, I would tell him, look, go over the putting green, putt a few 40-footers, putt a few 4-footers, and then get out of there. You're a good putter. You don't need to work on it. So I think there's some, as Gary Player used to say, paralysis by analysis.
You know, it's funny. I saw a couple of guys on the Golf Channel this morning, and they even said, and I thought Spieth would play well here, I admit, but they even said that they thought he looked terrible this morning. They thought he did not look good at all. He didn't look confident. They didn't think he looked good at all when he was working this morning.
No, he was, I mean, flabbergasted is kind of the word that I would use. You know, a little frustrated on the putting green. And when you're that way before the first round at the U.S. Open, good luck. It's going to be a long day, and it was for Jordan.
What's the key the rest of this way? We're talking with Justin Lennon. He's doing a great job for us. What's the most important thing someone's going to have to do to win this tournament the next 3 days?
Just stay patient. Stay patient and stay, you know, there's an old line by a few sports psychologists that you you play aggressively to a conservative target. With a wedge, your best option may be 30 feet from the hole. And just avoid the big mistakes and stay patient.
What does it favor? Does it favor guys around the green? Does it favor the guys who are going to be very good on their second shots? Who do you think it favors on this course?
Yeah, I think this is a kind of a second-shot golf course.
Okay.
And you've got to have a good short game. The fairways, they give you plenty of room here this year. But you've got to control where your ball ends up. And you do that by controlling your trajectory and your spin. And you've got to miss it in the right spot. You start missing it in the wrong spot, as we saw Tiger do in the first hole today. There's some big numbers out there. So avoiding those mistakes and, you know, just playing smart, playing aggressively, but to a conservative area.
Does it, when you see Johnson, who we know how immensely talented he is, off to the start he is in front right now, looking very good, does it make you think, watch out this weekend with him?
Oh, absolutely. With Dustin getting off to such a good start, we know he's playing well. I mean, he dominated the field last week, won by 6 shots, holed out on the 18th hole in walk-off fashion. Number one player in the world, playing with confidence. And a guy like Dustin is not going to overthink it. He's going to stay in the moment, just stay out there and do what he does, and really not be concerned about what anybody else is doing. That's a pretty good formula for winning a U.S. Open.
Thanks for a couple of minutes. Very good job. Thank you very much, Justin. Appreciate it.
You got it. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Afternoon.
My pleasure. Justin Leonard has become a very good analyst. He really is. He's very good at it. And there's what he told you. Right now it is Justin. It is Dustin Johnson, -2. He holed out of the trap on 8 on a day where guys have shot, if you're just getting in your car, just unbelievable scores. Give you an idea. Rory +10. Shot an 80. Day +9. Spieth +8. Those are three of the top 5 players in the world. Mickelson +7. You have a host of guys. Guys at 3 under, who 3 over, who feel good about stuff. Fowler, Reed, Kuchar, etc. They're 3 over. Dustin Johnson leads at 2 under. Tiger Woods opened up triple bogey, bogey. Since then, he's gotten 1 back. He's playing with Dustin Johnson. They're on 9. He's 3 over for the tournament. If he plays in par, he'd be okay. 3 over is an okay score today. Dustin Johnson even said 3 to 5 over was okay today because there's only a couple of players under par. But the best player in the world is 2 under. And if he puts up a 3 or 4, I think it's a bad sign for this field the rest of the way. Back after this.